Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
Hi, my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. We're always trying to inspire, provoke, I don't know, create kind of like thoughts and thinking and kind of change how you think, because it is so important to know that you don't have, the way you think today is not how you have to think tomorrow. Heck, the way you think today, you don't have to think like that in the next hour. You can shift your whole world and your life the way that you think. And I've spent a lot of time around my nearly 91-year-old mother at the moment. And it is so super inspiring to see that nothing about her. I mean, I'm having to explain to the people that help care for her, although she's mobile and everything, that she's a highly intelligent woman. And if she has to sit around all day, she's going to turn mean and grumpy, because the woman just needs stimulation and needs things to do. And how can we do that? And it's been a really interesting journey. So it's very fitting that today's guest is somebody who's going to talk about how it is to not be invisible. And Sharon talks about how she felt like she was invisible for a very long time. And in fact, the time when most people, I use the word diminish themselves, and feel like they don't matter anymore because they've become a smaller version of themselves because they're not working. Sharon took the opportunity to actually become bigger than she has ever been. So I hope you enjoy very much this conversation we're about to have. Sharon, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So good. So you're an influencer at 77. How did that happen?
Well, it was kind of amazing. You know, one of those things that kind of evolves. I wanted to be invisible at a very young age, actually. There was abuse going on in our home, and I figured if I doubled down, get good grades, be obedient, and don't rock the boat, I'd be safe.
Yeah.
And it did help. I think I started at a very young age to be a lifelong learner, because I actually skipped second grade. My mom had us practice my older brother and sister's flashcards, you know, 3 + 2 = 5. And by the time I started first grade, I knew my sister's third grade cards better than her, practically. And I felt my whole career that I was invisible still.
Yeah.
I didn't relate it to wanting to be invisible, but after I was about 60, I started wondering if that cloak that I wore about being invisible was still impacting my life. And I had gone through some spiritual healing and to some degree, and college courses helped and getting some counseling, but it wasn't until I was in my coaching program that a couple things happened. And well, one, okay, so about the time I retired and the time I started coaching school was just a week apart, very close. You know, my goal was, after you have a big event, you need to have something else to move on to.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. My director for the convention that I ran, he had already learned that lesson, and he passed it on to me. And I didn't get to hear his story about having something else to move on to. But so coaching class was my next thing after retirement. So I had gotten a profile after I started coaching class, 2-3 weeks later, that said I was an influencer. You got the wrong person. This is a mistake. And yet, I love possibilities. I've always been curious. And so I took that as, well, we'll see, or, you know, I wonder how that's going to happen. But I take baby steps towards it.
Yeah.
But when I started coaching class, some couple things happened that very first weekend, I got brave enough to tell the class that I had written an email to my friend whose birthday was the next weekend that I was going to wear a hat to her birthday party. And her response on the email was kind of like, "Oh yeah, probably you and nobody else." And he, "Oh wait," she said, "maybe my sister will wear a hat." So my instructors invited me to bring my hat in, and this is what I wore. You know, kind of a Kate Middleton Fantasia hat.
Completely amazing hat.
But the next day I didn't just take in one hat, I took in four or five. So every time we had a
It's going
break,
to work, it'll work better if there's more.
I figured every break I'd put on a different hat for, you know, a couple minutes and then take it off. And I still not really sure, you know, what happened, but it's like something was wanting to be seen.
I love that.
One of those subconscious things. And later, I think about 6 months later, we're coming back from class for lunch, from lunch, and I slapped the table and stomped my foot and said, "It's not okay to be invisible." Where did that come from? I surprised myself. So that was the evolution of becoming visible. I still don't wear hats all that much, but it gave me a message from the inside, I think.
Oh, I love that. So then you sit there and you think, okay. But so what's interesting is that a lot of the data and information shows that when people retire, they don't feel as valuable members of society. They don't feel like they're as useful, and that that's actually a very difficult thing for them.
Oh yeah, one of the first ladies I talked to about her retirement was she actually was kind of encouraged. She was laid off from her job because a couple years before she had been had a few months of being surgery or what it was, I don't know, but it wasn't just overnight. There was something going on, and so when the COVID came, they laid her off to be safe, you know, but she loved her job. She was a second shift emergency room manager,
Right.
and yeah, and so after she was laid off and kicking and screaming, you know, on the way out the door, her daughter, she was coming home from having shopped with her daughter groceries or something, and her daughter was sounding like her mom was invisible. Since she didn't have a job, she was invisible. Oh, that so hurt the mom, because what changed? She had a job she loved, and now without a job,
She
she
sort of
didn't.
lost her value in the community.
Yeah, so oftentimes with our business cards, this defines our title, our team perhaps, who we're working for and why we matter. And so especially when you're, you know, let go without your consent, it really hurts, because now the structure, when do I need to get up and where's my team I need to accomplish things with? In fact, I have I found this, it's now got some coffee drippings on your positive emotions for life, your engagement, your relationships, your meaning, and your accomplishment all came with your job. That's disappeared. What are
So
you
hang
gonna?
on, we're going to go for a quick break. And when we
Okay.
come back, I want you to explain to me how you help people find that again and how you helped yourself find it
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. How do you help people find the phrase that you wrote up, PERMA? How do you help them find their accomplishment and passion? And
okay, well, my book is one way to do it. And I wrote this in such a way that people can do it yourself, find purpose.
Yeah, it's called Fresh Courage in Retirement.
Finding purpose, essence, and fulfillment.
Yeah.
And I make these little art blocks because, in fact, I love to sew, I love color, and I love words of wisdom. Explore the possibilities. So in the back of every chapter, I give you some little projects to do, kind of research on yourself. And as you answer those and accumulate all these questions and research, it might become obvious to you what you might want to try, what's possible. Curiosity keeps us young, after all.
Yes.
But my secret sauce is not covered in the book. It's in a course that is now on the Great Discovery. But here's your first assignment. All right. I want you to make a list of 20 things you love to do. 20 things. So I asked
like everyday things or in life, or what do you mean?
It could be all of those. For some reason, what always comes to mind when I say that is I love to smell fresh mown grass. Now, that's not me doing anything, so I'm not sure that even qualifies, but some reason that's the picture I get in my head. But okay, so I have loved to bake ever since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know, I love, nowadays, I love to take a walk every day and feed biscuits to the dogs. My dogs are my best friends around here on my street. And I asked one of my friends in Baltimore. He's been struggling with sadness and depression. His wife died 2.5 years ago. And mm-hmm. The examples he said of things he loves to do was to go be social with for a free breakfast, or take Krispy Kreme donuts to a senior center but those doings aren't quite what I think about when I the list of 20 things to do.
Yeah.
But it starts making you feel good about, yeah, I like to do that. Yeah, I like to do that.
And it changes the way that your brain is functioning, because when you're miserable, you only think of terrible things and it's a downward spiral. Whereas we know that brain kind of motor neuron function is that if you actually think positive things, you'll become more positive along the way. So am I hearing you say that part of the problem is not only in the eyes of the people, but in the eyes of the people around them, people lose that sense of authority, belonging, and value. And that what you're saying to them is they have to find that within themselves in order to find a space to be, to feel valuable and seen and heard. And that one of the ways of doing that is to actually do good things that make you happy.
Yes. So I, let's see, that stirred a couple of stories I have. Well, okay. So the first one I'll mention, it did happen about the same time I retired. In, I got a webinar from the UK of Andy Shaw. And the webinar was called How to Have Mental Strength. Nobody talks about that. So it was an hour for 5 days, and over 5 days. And I could only attend the first one because I had conflict with the rest of the week. And so he told a story that when you are faced with something that's kind of troubling, like going into a meeting and you're not sure how it's going to turn out, or having to meet somebody that's, you know, maybe not the easiest person to talk to, well, first hold, draw to mind a warm memory. Then hold it for 15 seconds and then go into your meeting and it'll go much better.
Yes.
And he told, his story was that he had always wanted to learn to fly an airplane. And he had a picture of his 3 or 4 year old son in the backseat of an airplane that he was flying. And he mentioned the fragrance and the smell and the, how the day was, and just warm memory. And so I, my warm memory was being asked to be a reader for my third grade Christmas program. And so I, nobody taught me how to be a reader, but I started, oh, okay, the guy on the news, let's see how he does it. Now, well, how does a pastor do it? Who's in front of people and how are they? You know, I figured out you need to speak up so you can be heard. You need to speak slow enough so people can understand you. Yeah. And you need to look at your audience once in a while. So I did that. And I got one or two compliments afterwards that I was their favorite reader.
Yay.
Oh, man, somebody noticed I'd prepared, you know. So about 10 days later, I thought, why have just one warm memory? So I wrote out 8 or 10, maybe 12 things. And the shock was half of those things were in front of people. You mean I've been in the wrong career? And that was a big eye-opener for me, yeah.
So what was your career before?
It was mostly in data processing. I worked for 19 years for GTE, the phone company. And then they had moved me to Tampa, Florida. And then I worked three years for the post office and had nothing to do with, well, but I did take initiative, Geeta, during my career to be a Toastmaster and I took a Dale Carnegie course. And
so you had that as part of who you were.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that, well, one, my last job, I started realizing that when you show initiative, managers usually pay attention.
Yes, because they're so grateful.
Yeah, it's flowing from you. And my company is called Effortless Vitality. You know, that intrinsic flow of life. So that weekend when they taught us, they called it an essence statement.
Yeah.
And at the end, they had us stand around in a circle and read our essence statement to each other. And I kind of noticed that people were kind of sniffling as they read it or said it, you know, a little bit choked up. And as it came my turn, I thought, nobody's ever asked me to define my soul before. Here's what I read. I am precious jewel of wisdom. I am colorful collaborator, motivator, and learner. I am tranquil, authentic, and pure inspirer. I light fires.
That's very beautiful.
I want that for everybody. When you're inner directed, I made a wall hanging and had it hanging on my wall here for a while until they advised me to take it down. And one day I came and read that wall hanging three different times. And gradually I think, oh yeah, when I live from what matters to me, my soul, every day feels right.
I light fires. I think that's the most fantastic phrase.
Yeah. I have, okay, so here's my symbol for I light fires. You know, discover your spark. Yeah.
Discover and ignite your inner spark. I love that.
Yeah, my course, I call it Discover Your Spark, Rekindle Your Joy. Essence is used so many different ways these days that I wanted it to be a little more obvious what we were talking about. So that inner spark. And I'm now seeing people talking about spark, you know, our individual spark. So,
so you... How did it work, right? You go and you did this, and then you thought, let me put this in a book, and then you thought, let me make a course. How did it develop?
Okay, good question, because as I was writing my book, I referred a lot to this book that had just recently come out, What Retirees Want, and he's quite a researcher. He's researched baby boomers for 45 years, and he is one. He's about 73
wow.
now, Ken Dykewall. And he said about two-thirds of the people in retirement struggle finding a purpose.
Yes.
Well, so I realized that some people like to can read this and do it themselves, do it yourself kind of people. Then there's other people that want to do it with someone, kind of in a collaboration perhaps. And then other people just want you to do it for them. So my course on the Great Discovery platform is a bunch of short videos like this. And there's about eight exercises that I have you do kind of to write your thesis on yourself. And then we come together at the end and we talk about how to make decisions aligned with whatever your inner spark is.
Oh, so, I love that. Can we go for a quick break? And then when we come back, please tell me some concepts that people have done while you've been helping them in this process.
Okay.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine.
Love and laugh.
Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Kiss me quick.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. What did people write down? What did they find about themselves? Because they would have been like, oh my God, I've stopped working. And then you've gone and said, yeah, let's work on the inner you. So what did people find out about themselves?
Well, your sunflowers behind you remind me of my friend Elizabeth. She was, well, in fact, I met her in Dallas, Texas, and there's lots of sunflowers around Dallas. Yeah. They're kind of one of those things that automatically grow everywhere.
drop a seed and it grows. Sunflowers are very hardy. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Elizabeth's symbol that she chose for herself was sunshine, actually. So that's, you know, the sunflowers remind you of sunshine. And she, it, and that the sunshine was what sparked her ingenuity, that thing to flow both from her and to people. She is a couture designer of clothes, but she also makes the fabric. And
she makes the fabric. Wow.
Yeah, she's got some looms, and she's from South Africa. And she actually studied, I believe one of her mentors is from England, and the doors never really opened for her to get very productive in her chosen career. And yet she did win a contest through Neiman Marcus to study a month in England. I'm not sure if that actually did work out, but she won the scholarship, and because of her green card, there was a little bit of a snag there. But another man, he wanted to work with me because he had no idea what he was going to do in retirement. And he was a realtor. And he, in fact, I reached out to him just recently because it's been a while since I heard from him. But he realized that he was a big appreciator of history. And when they took trips, they often gathered information about where they're going ahead of time. And so he soaked in the history and the experience together and realized that doing trips that included historical remembering was something that he would just cherish a lot. And I'm not sure he's retired yet. He's probably getting pretty close to it. And for him to know that about himself, what he didn't, you know, it was one of those kind of like subconscious things again that, oh, unless you focus on it, it doesn't come to your awareness.
And also what it does with something like that is that you are in a place where you can do this before you're going to retire, and then you learn along the way. So that's wonderful. I love that. That's so helpful.
Yeah. Another gal, she was a realtor here, and she lived on a houseboat and enjoyed that a lot. But she sensed the need that her heart needed to expand. Now, she was about 55, and she started doing research. It took her a couple of years to do research on doing community service projects around the world. And she found that a lot of people that do that are fresh out of college. You know, they're finding themselves as they do community services someplace around the world.
It's almost like your year in between school and university, right? It's your gap year.
Right, right. And so,
oh my God. So you're saying retirees could have a gap year and go and do that.
Yeah. So actually, another thing that's on The Great Discovery is my little ebook kind of thing, but it's got 48 ideas of things you could do in retirement. Something simple as decorating the, you know, the foliage around the roundabouts here, whatever is local. If you're a gardener and you want to keep your area beautiful, then you'd be the gardener of the roundabouts. But it could also be as extreme as touching the water in the seven oceans.
Yeah, exactly. And what do you find? Do you find that it increases longevity? Do you find that it makes, what are the benefits of doing all this?
Oh, well, to have purpose and meaning in your life gives you better health, more longevity, and fulfillment. I like to think that living from my soul is a bit like having heaven on earth. It's just lifts your days are good. They're in alignment with why you're here. I sometimes use the word destiny, but you know, so often we hold up I'm going to use this as a mirror. You know, we hold up our mirror, and well, oftentimes we let you define us.
Exactly.
Outer directed. Where if I'm holding up a mirror and I'm seeing myself and appreciating who she is in the mirror, it's a totally different. Oh, and don't forget to love yourself. When I started saying I'm doing the best I know how, I was probably 245 pounds. And to shut up that critical voice in our head that makes us compare to each other, it kind of quieted that voice, like, I'm doing the best I know how, so get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
and it cuts out that judging of everybody else. Well, it's kind of maybe a second step that if I'm doing the best I can, then Gita's doing the best she knows how too.
Well, these sound like life lessons for all times. How can the audience find you?
Well, I am, my website, SharonRolfe.com, but it is also, they've now connected effortlessvitality.org, which is my email address, to that same site. And it's being revised, but it has some of my story out there. It has links to my great discovery platform. And my book is available on Amazon, Fresh Courage in Retirement. And the term Fresh Courage came from a Hallmark movie. I love Hallmark movies. And they said, when you come home from vacation, you often come home with fresh courage. Yeah, I'd figured that out before I retired. That
it's kind of like it fills up your tank.
Yeah. And we all need more courage. In fact, this 91-year-old that I had lunch with on Tuesday, he was my guest on my podcast to talk about courage. And now it's gone full circle, and I'm known as Queen of Courage on Instagram.
I love that. I'm going to go look you up on Instagram. Sharon, thank you very much for joining me. How old are you? Can I ask you?
I just turned 77 on November 7th.
Perfect. I love that because one of the things that I'm learning so much from my mother is that aging is so personal, and that it's so dependent on the health that you have, the strength that you have, and the energy you're going to have. And your body is either your cage or your freedom. And the fact that my mother has worked out every day of her life, and we grew up with that, it kind of makes me have hope and understanding how my aging is going to be. So it makes me more purposeful and conscious about it, which is great.
Yeah, I've never had cancer, never had diabetes. And I take it back to when I was about 22 working downtown Seattle, and the flu was going around. I think it was probably October.
Yeah.
And I started feeling a little bit nauseous in my work, you know, there at work. And I let it go for about 10 minutes and I said, stop my foot again and say, get out of here. Shoo.
Exactly.
It did. And so I am in charge of my health, and never had the vaccines, never had COVID. I am in charge of my health. And that means I have a self-healing body.
Yeah. And a lot of the body is, in fact, constantly trying to bring itself back into equilibrium and balance. So thank you so much, Sharon, for joining me today. And
thank you for having me. It's been a delight.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I'm actually just thinking when this comes out, I'm going to send it to my mother and get her to listen to it.
Okay, I might have to meet her.
Yes, exactly. So my name is Gita Siddharob. This is Activate Yourself. We've had the wonderful Sharon Rolfe on today, showing that 77 is all in the mind. And actually, it is literally all in the mind. There are people that we meet that are 27 and they feel tired and exhausted and they hate their lives. And there's people that we're going to meet at 87 doing that. So I think there's a bigger message here. I think the whole point behind what Sharon does is that honestly, your freedom, your power, your raison d'être, your entire meaning is going to come from who you are inside. And we may as well learn it now. And then it will stand us in really good stead going forward. So I look forward to having you join me again. Thank you so much for listening to Activate.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.